SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There have been dozens of arrests in Los Angeles following weekend riots that broke out after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted raids aimed at detaining criminal illegal aliens. Cars were torched, rocks, bottles, and other objects were thrown at police and National Guard troops, and looters went on a rampage. President Trump says he is prepared to send in active duty military units if the violence does not stop.
The Pentagon said Marines at Camp Pendleton were on high alert and would be mobilized if violence continues. And that posture has the backing of Donald Trump.
In recent days, many protests across the city have been peaceful, and we thank the community for expressing their views and their frustration in a responsible manner. However, when peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly.
And that's Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald saying that downtown Los Angeles has been declared an unlawful assembly zone. California Governor Newsom claims that the president's National Guard deployment violates state sovereignty and is in fact unlawful, and he, Newsom, plans to sue. Russia's three-year war in Ukraine showing no signs of letting up. Ukraine's Air Force says the Russians have launched the largest overnight drone attack to date. 479 drones fired into Ukraine, along with 20 missiles of various types targeting various parts of the country. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures somewhat higher. Dow futures are up 59 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 26. S&P futures better by 10 points. This is SRN News. Most homosexuals seek to promote the LGBT agenda.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 66% of that community have participated in a gay pride event at least once in their life, and a majority of those people have done it more frequently. People who identify as gay or lesbian are more likely than members of the other subgroups to participate in gay pride. Those events are expected to be somewhat muted now that President Trump is in office and the nation seems to be rejecting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's Republican Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill, flanked by dozens of lawmakers, female athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who has led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form. This is SRN News. New poll finds that more Americans say their standard of living has not declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from 12 mainly African and Mideast countries is now in effect. The ban took effect today. Mr. Trump signed the new proclamation last week. It applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, and Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, and Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. More details, SRNNews.com.